The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Jesus went up to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on do not sin any more." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the fourth message in my Lenten message series on daily discipleship. And once again, there is a download which you can access through my website, FatherMikesMessageSeries.com. And discipleship is the focus of my message series. And as I mentioned at the very beginning, discipleship is not just going to Mass, not just saying prayers. It's much, much more demanding. In fact, I think you remember when I gave my first message here, I quoted G.K. Chesterton as saying, "Just because we go to church on Sunday does not make us a Christian any more than standing in our garage makes us an automobile." That's serious stuff. He's talking back in the 20s and 30s. But it's still true today. Discipleship is a total commitment to the Lord. And so each of my messages focuses on a particular attribute of a disciple. So the first attribute was a disciple knows the story, our story, the story of salvation. A disciple knows the Bible. A disciple can say, "Well, this is how it happened in the beginning. This is how people tried to change things. This is how it got screwed up again," so forth and so on. We've got to know that story and be able to tell it in a compact form to other people, because that's our story. And you know what the philosophers say, that if we are ignorant of history, we're going to repeat it. Same with the Bible. If we don't know our story, we're going to keep on repeating it. The second attribute was, I'm drawing a blank, because you see here I wrote it. The second attribute is one who has a personal relationship with God, intimate relationship with God. And this is a lifelong thing. Just think of your friendships. We've got to have the same kind of friendship with God. How would you introduce Jesus to your friends? We're not talking about knowing about Jesus. We're talking about knowing Jesus. So that intimate relationship. The third attribute is a disciple is one who is a committed member of the church. That's what God wants. God created the church before the world began. It was all in his mind, as his vehicle, as his way of sending out disciples to proclaim the gospel and gather people together. So at the very beginning, Abraham is told, if you're faithful, everybody will come to know the Lord through you, and that gathering place is what we call the church, the body of Christ. So today, the fourth attribute really is summed up very beautifully in our opening prayer. It says that Jesus gave himself over to death. Jesus gave himself over to death. He was not forced. He could have run away. He could have defended himself. He could have lashed out at people, but he didn't. He gave himself over to death. So the idea of suffering is absolutely essential to daily discipleship. It's not simply a question of accepting it, but really embracing it. And even if you read the lives of the saints again and again, they say to the Lord, take my will, do your will through me. If it means a lot of suffering, so be it. I embrace it. I even ask for it. Jesus did that. He was the great disciple. We're called to be great disciples too, and to do what Jesus did, to open ourselves to suffering. And we're not talking about enjoying it. We don't have to enjoy it. But we do it because God says, if you want to be my disciple, you have to pick up your cross and follow me. You have to die to yourself. So it's all in the scripture. It's all there. So the question is, do we do that? How well do we do that? Do we embrace it? And certainly in today's readings, I would say St. Paul really pins the tail on the donkey. Now, I hope everybody knows that game. Everybody know that game? I got to ask stuff like this because with younger people, they sometimes look at me with, what? What's he talking about? So in order to do, Paul pins the tail on the donkey. He gets it exactly right. He says, everything is loss compared to the knowledge and love of Jesus Christ and being his apostle. Everything, everything, every joy he's ever had, big deal. Don't care about it. The real joy that he had as a disciple was doing the will of God. And as we know, again, have we read all of the letters of Paul? He lived in an extraordinary life. If you read the Acts of the Apostles, we learn so much about him. This was a guy who gave up everything in order to be faithful to Jesus. He went traveling all over the place. He was stoned and left for death. He was kicked out of synagogues and cities. He was shipwrecked. Ultimately, he was beheaded for the faith. And he says, no big deal, because I'm doing it out of the love of Jesus Christ. And because, he says very clearly, I want the reward of heaven. So we're not talking about pie in the sky. We know that there is a heaven for people who are faithful disciples, faithful Christians, who do what God calls them to do and struggle to do it better every single day. And so God says, okay, I've already prepared the place for you. And actually, that's where we came from, because Paul says we are citizens of heaven. Okay, so that's really our homeland. And therefore, do we want to go to that homeland where we will know the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, in this wonderful, intimate way, where everything we gave up, every loss we experience, will be put into perspective, and we'll be able to say, like Paul, big deal. It's all a loss compared to knowing Jesus Christ and being his disciple. And again, it means embracing pain, death, suffering of all kinds. We don't get to choose it. But this is where a healthy community comes in. When we do choose it, this healthy community gathers around us and say, we're going to help you in your suffering. We're going to walk with you. We can't take it away, but we're going to walk with you. That's compassion, entering into the suffering of another person. If we had healthy Christian communities, I think more and more people would say, I don't care about suffering. Doesn't matter, because I got these people who are with me each and every moment. That's what the church is supposed to be. That's why one of the attributes of being a disciple is being a faithful, committed, active member of a caring, loving community. So suffering is part of it. And think of this as well. When we proclaim the mystery of faith, we say, and we've done it so often, we probably don't think what the heck we're saying, we say, we proclaim your death. We proclaim Jesus' death of all things. Yay, death! That's what we're really saying, because we're so delighted, grateful that God became a human being, suffered, and died for us so that we can be faithful disciples and one day share in his glory. So we really, if you think about it, our Christian faith is very different from secular society or what we see outside these doors. But that's where, again, we're supposed to take what we know as the truth and take it out into the world and let other people know about it, to tell other people the story, to tell other people about Jesus so that they can have a relationship with him, so that they can become faithful members of the church and continue the story today in the world, so that they can grasp the suffering, even ask for it, as a way of being faithful in their discipleship to Jesus Christ. Now, I could say that it's a very difficult path, and in one sense it is, but it's also easy because, again, the Bible tells us what we're going to go through. So we don't have to say, what do you got in store for me, Lord? Read the Bible. It's all there. And then, of course, he says to us, you've got your fellow Christians, get them together. He says, come to me, know me, accept the suffering, carry the cross. And as one spiritual writer put it, the cross for the faithful disciple becomes a ladder which we climb up into heaven. So even the cross, which is a symbol of horrible death and suffering, becomes a means of salvation. Another spiritual writer took the cross and made it into a plow. Christ plows the ground with his cross to make it fertile so that fruits will come up and feed everybody. So we have these wonderful images of our faith, both in the scriptures and the writers of the church, the saints. So really, there's not a question of what more do I need to know? It's really a question of what more do I need to do? How can I accept suffering? How can I let other people know what my suffering is so that I can get into these relationships where it becomes doable, acceptable, even wonderful? But that's our call, as always, not simply to give lip service to our faith as wannabe disciples, but to be truly disciples and enter into the fullness of Jesus Christ's life. And he is the way and the truth and the life. So, attributes of discipleship. Hopefully we're listening to him a little bit more, maybe reading the Bible a little bit more, fascinating books in the Bible. You'll never be bored. But it helps us to understand what has gone on before us, what is happening now, and what will happen so that we can be the faithful disciples that Christ has called us to be. And again, and this is another attribute, which I'll talk about later, attribute of a discipleship is one who cannot wait to get out into the public square and tell other people about Jesus Christ. In other words, be missionaries, evangelists. Because they so know the Lord and love him that they are filled with zeal to proclaim him and introduce him to other people. But right now, suffering, think about it this coming week. What are your sufferings? Have you given them over to the Lord? Have you imagined saying, Lord, this is very difficult for me. You said you would carry my burdens. I put them at the foot of your cross. And to keep on doing that, because really we can't carry our sufferings without Christ. And in fact, he's really doing the big carrying. So God's got it all planned out. He's done everything we need him to do. It's simply a question of committing ourselves or recommitting ourselves each and every day to what began in our baptisms, when we became children of God, when we were put on the path of discipleship and called each and every day to draw closer to Christ and to be a stronger and more faithful and more courageous and zealous disciple.